Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East Report. Coming up, America and Iran restart negotiations. A former Muslim shares how thousands of Iranians are turning to Christ. And well-known prophetic Bible teacher warns that this is a pivotal time for the Middle East. In a pause during the war, negotiations between America and Iran have restarted, among further negotiations between Israel, Gaza, and Lebanon. And the Jesus for Jesus organization has been prominent in the news in Jerusalem. With more on these stories, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
As this report is being filed, the United States and Iran are renegotiating the negotiation, so to speak, meaning that following Iran violating what was supposed to be a two-month ceasefire to allow talks to proceed, the Trump administration was threatening to restart the full war in order to bring Iran back to the negotiating table. Meanwhile, in Israel, the international panel of sponsors, headed by President Trump, have been working on the next phase to fully end the nearly three-year war in Gaza. But the sticking point here is how and when Hamas will fully disarm and when will the Israeli military fully withdraw from Gaza. And turning to the north of Israel, the central government of Lebanon is going over the heads of Hezbollah to work out a gradual disarming of Hezbollah and a gradual withdrawal of the Israeli army from Lebanon. In other news, last spring, the Jews for Jesus organization started a cafe in Jerusalem, which is open on Saturdays, the Jewish Sabbath. The cafe is located near the main high street of Jerusalem, which is in turn just a block or two away from one of the main ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods in Jerusalem. Last weekend was the worst violence as ultra-Orthodox Jews tried to physically stop people from entering the cafe on the Sabbath. Some secular Jews have been defending the right of the cafe to open on the Sabbath, but what is unusual is that such support is indirectly supporting the Jews for Jesus outreach, which normally would not be supported by mainstream secular Jews in Israel. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, as Iran continues to be in the news with its ongoing war with the United States and Israel, CBN's Chris Mitchell spoke earlier to a former Muslim now living in Israel about the numbers of Iranian people turning to Christ in spite of the fierce persecution from the Iranian regime.
And I'm here in our studio with Ramin Pasa. Great to be with you, Ramin. For those that may not have met you or heard your story, tell us why you're here and what's your story.
Well, I was born and raised in Iran as a Shiite Muslim. And all my life, I was told by the Islamic regime in Iran to hate the Jews, hate Israel, hate Christians, hate America. Every morning in the school, they told us to shout, "Death to America, death to Israel," after they read the Quran to us. And so this was our life, you know, propaganda on TV, radio against Israel, against America. They called Israel the little Satan and America the great Satan. So they really demonized Israel. But when I was 19 years old, the Lord Yeshua came to my life, Jesus. He changed my life. He gave me a new heart. And he put actually a love in my heart for Israel, for America, for Christians, for Jews. And my life changed ever since. So I've ever since been talking about Israel, in defense of Israel, in defense of America, Christians and Jews. And this is a movement in Iran. Millions of people are seeing the ugliness of Islam, and they are converting. Millions are becoming believers. Iran has the fastest growing church in the world. People are dumping the Quran into sewage, into rivers, on the streets. They're throwing away the Quran. And the Iranian people, they know that the root cause of the problem is first Islam, and millions are embracing their national heritage, which was King Cyrus, King Darius, King Xerxes, King Artaxerxes, the kings in the Bible who supported Israel. And they're changing their names from Islamic names. You know, back 20, 30 years ago, people named their children Muhammad, Hussein, Ali. Now they're changing their names to Cyrus, Darius, Xerxes. And the Iranian people are rejecting Islam. This is the first country after 1,400 years of Islamic conquest that are actually rejecting Islam, and Iran will become a Christian nation, in my opinion.
Wow.
You know, there are 75,000 mosques in Iran. 50,000 of them are closed because of no attendance. And even the ones that are open, only a handful of old people go who have nothing to do, just go to chat. So Islam is dying in Iran. And it's a warning to Europe to wake up, because in Europe is the opposite. You see, they're buying the churches, turning them to mosques. You see, they're closing the streets for Islamic prayers. And the most used name in England is Muhammad. In Iran is the opposite. So people are changing their names from Islamic name to Persian names. So this is only, you know, God could do that, that Iran will be changed to such an extent. And no army could have done that, that Iranian people are rejecting Islam. They want to lean toward the West. They want to be free country. They want to be friends with Israel and with America. That's what the Iranian people want. And the only obstacle is the Iranian regime that must be eradicated.
How would you describe the church inside Iran right now?
The church is very active despite all the persecution. In fact, just a few days ago, the regime in Iran shut down the only open church. There was a church...
St. Peter's, I believe.
Yes. And they have closed many churches. There were Assemblies of God churches, Presbyterian churches. They shut all of the churches down. In fact, there's a historic church, a building. They came at 2 a.m. and bulldozed the whole church down. This is after the protest, because the regime is, the demonic forces there, they're feeling that the church is a threat to them. But the church is growing so fast, nevertheless, underground. Millions are becoming believers, like neighbor to neighbor, friends to friend, taxi driver sharing with their passengers, or vice versa. Just the word of God is expanding. The kingdom of God is expanding in Iran. I was at a meeting in America a few years ago. Maybe it was 4 years ago, and Mike Pompeo was there, the previous foreign minister and the Secretary of State. And he said that when he was the head of the CIA, they would check which apps are being downloaded in which country. And the most downloaded app of the Bible was being downloaded in Iran. Mm. This is what he said word for word. So, and I confirmed that, because millions of Iranians are leaving Islam. They're becoming believers in the Lord Jesus. And Iran will become a Christian country in the near future.
Yeah. Last question, Ramin. How can people in the West or around the world, how can they pray for the church in Iran?
Please pray for their strength, for protection, for the underground church, for them to be strong, to continue to evangelize, to share the word of God with the people around them, and pray for the protection from the regime, and pray that that regime would calm down. When the regime calms down, then people can go, you know, groups from America, from Israel, they can go into Iran and share openly and fellowship with the believers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ramin Pasa, thanks so much. You're giving us a perspective behind the veil, so to speak, in
My
Iran.
Pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Chris Mitchell. Finally, as we move into the end times timeline, CBN's Chris Mitchell spoke earlier with Cindy Jacobs, co-founder of Generals International, who began by sharing her insights and God's agenda for the Middle East and how believers can pray at this pivotal time.
Well, we are dealing with ancient spirits, as you know, in the Middle East, the Prince of Persia, that has controlled geographic areas that are vast. And we have to remember, this is where it all began. And so the enemy does not want to give up this territory and will fight. And I want to say to you that there are things that are still in the balance. And we know that there is a great warfare over what should happen in Iran. And the word of the Lord, of course, from Jeremiah 49, is, I will set my throne in Elam, which is Iran, the southern part of Iran. And the thing that we have to understand is, if we don't have regime change, the word of the Lord is God wants to change the regime in Iran. And the battle is over that. And I believe that Iran is the hinge pin. And once it changes, the whole Middle East will change. And God wants to do it. And I see that that he's bringing in alignment. I think we've talked about this before for the Isaiah 19 highway. The Bible has to be fulfilled, and it will be fulfilled. But I want to say to you, as I have prayed, I was just interceding this morning about this, the Lord keeps saying it could go either way. Mm. And if it does if we don't have regime change, what's going to happen is there are strong forces from Iraq that will come in, and everybody is going to want a piece of the pie. Everybody's going to want to rule and govern in Iran. And so we have to intercede right now so that the balance goes the right way. The will of God is for this current regime to be gone. And as I've interceded, I felt like the Holy Spirit is saying, I will give strategies. I will give military strategies to do this. And I feel like the Lord wants to give a warning to us in the U.S. If we don't stand with Israel, we ourselves will come under a very dark time.
If all this is happening, especially with Iran, how should we be praying for President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu?
Oh, that's such a good question. They have had such a good relationship. You know, I was watching the funeral of Senator Lindsey Graham, of course, and the Prime Minister was there of Israel. And there are forces within the U.S. government that do not want to align with Israel. And so there's this incredible battle that is going on. There's incredible tension. And so we need to pray, particularly for those whose hearts are not towards Israel, that they think Israel is just one among many nations. And so as you're praying, pray that God will turn the hearts of everyone in the administration towards Israel.
Yeah. Sandy Jacobs, co-founder of Generals International, thanks so much for your insight and perspective on how to be praying for such a time as this.
That was Cindy Jacobs. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.